Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
See now on tubs@rte.ie. Ryan, I'm surprised by myself for even thinking of typing this to you, but I feel it's something I need to address myself, and maybe if I hear my words on your show, I'll do something about it. I'm 31 and living with my boyfriend. I'm happy with work, have a super family and friends, but over the past year or so, I haven't really been feeling myself. I've always been really outgoing and fun and bold and surrounded by friends, and I've always been happy with the way I look. I'm no model now, Ryan, by any stretch, but I've always taken pride in my appearance. What I say now will probably sound shallow, and I know it's just a minor issue compared to the stories of others on your show, but it's something that I'm increasingly unhappy with. I feel at 31 that I've lost my looks. I've lost my spark, that the girl I've always been proud to be is no more. I don't think I'm depressed about it, just sad. I've let myself go. I've put on weight. I don't dress as well as I used to, and sometimes I'd rather stay in than go out. I put that down to how I look. I feel that my personality has changed because of how I look now. I don't get attention anymore. I'm no longer one of the good-looking girls in the group, in any group. Most of my friends seem to have got better-looking with age. Not me. I fear meeting people I haven't seen in years, as they would be so surprised by how I look now. I met a girl from school recently who said, "God, I remember you. You used to be so pretty." I'm also scared my boyfriend isn't attracted to me anymore. The girl I was when we met 8 years ago looked nothing like me now. I know he loves me and I love him, but there's no escaping the fact that I'm not the girl he used to show off, not the girl his friends used to fancy. Again, I hate the way I sound, but it's something I've only come to realise. I wonder if I can get back to how I was. Someone who doesn't avoid mirrors or envy all the gorgeous girls I see every day. And that's why I'm sending this to you, Ryan. If I hear you reading this out, it's a way of confronting myself and waking myself up. I've been in this rut for too long. It's not attractive to feel so unattractive. I hope people don't see me as an attention seeker. I'm not. I'm just feeling a bit crap about myself. So thanks for letting me get that off my chest. It's not something I feel I can talk about to my friends, but I already feel a bit better getting it out in the open. That's a lovely email, actually, because there's nothing wrong with you at all. You're perfectly normal. Everyone gets to a point in their life where they just feel you're tired and jaded and you don't look yourself, you don't feel yourself. But you absolutely, everything you've said can be fixed, which is great. You can pick yourself up, you can look better, dress better, lose a few pounds if you have to, do whatever you need to do, but you can do it, which is great. And now you've written it down, you know you have to do it if you want to feel better about yourself. So if you feel that you look better and you feel better inside, it's going to be great. So you're going to be okay. And there are people who are going to write to us now and tell us that they were exactly the same way at 31 and picked themselves up and got back in the race, as the song says, and that's life. Okay, so go for it. Let's hear from anyone with suggestions and texts. And welcome thoughts on that text, 51552. From the girl, 31 years old, just feels that she's just lost her looks and lost her zest for life and lost that twinkle behind the eye. And the amount of people who are ringing or texting in saying she is not alone and that this is something that happens and is happening and has been happening from 1,000 years ago. And so nothing new in it. But Maeve is on the line to explain it all. Hiya, Maeve.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Are you well?
I'm good.
So what have you got to say on this?
Well, oh God, love us. I felt sorry for the poor girl because I think we've all been there. Every woman at some stage in her life goes through this.
What happens?
We just get over it. And God love her. It's like every time we talk about this all the time at work, you know, losing our looks and watching every wrinkle and everything. We've all done it. And life does go on. Life gets better. As you get older, it definitely gets better. And I'm always saying, just put on a bit of makeup, do your hair, get out there, get your mojo, and go for it.
What do you work at?
I'm a hairdresser.
Oh, sure. Listen, you are just basically a psychiatrist with scissors.
Pretty much. Well, we hear this every day with clients and with ourselves and beauticians and the whole lot. So we all talk about it. And I'm always saying, talk to your girlfriend. You would be surprised. They all feel the same way.
That's what I was striking about the email, was that she didn't talk to her friends. She talked to us first and then felt a bit better about getting it on paper. But you're quite right. If she talked to her friends and said, girls, do any of you feel just a bit lousy about this kind of hitting 30 plus thing? And you'll find maybe it's the floodgates. Or unless she's hanging around with a shower of boots who turn around and say, no, I'm grand. What?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be very nice. But you're saying, go on, get it out there, talk about it.
And surround yourself with lovely people and good fun. And I think laughter gets you everywhere. you know, we laugh about this all the time.
It's probably the best attitude to have.
Yeah, you know, you got to be positive about it.
A text
Things
says,
are much better.
A text says, I'm the same as that lady in the email. I was the popular pretty girl in school, but having children and a few serious operations left me overweight and taking its toll on my looks. I'm trying to get back on track now, but all my friends seem to be getting younger, looking and more attractive. I do feel thankful, however, that it was during the tough school days that I had it all. As such, teenage life was a breeze. We can't have it every way, I guess. There you go. She was the prom queen, and now certainly doesn't feel it. Please tell that girl that everyone feels like she does at some stage in their life, but she should always remember beauty does come from within, and if she believes in herself, it'll show. Nobody stays the same for 8 years. Sometimes I wish I was still 24, but then I think, God, Noah, I have a great life now, and albeit I'm not a size 10 anymore and don't turn heads like I used to, I'm still me, and I still have my best friends, and I still love my husband and my children, and that has not changed in 8 years. So she should think about the things that are still the same and not the things that have changed.
Absolutely. I agree.
Sunny side up. Is that it, Maeve?
Sunny side up.
Sunny side up. Have a good day at the hairdressers. Tell the gang
okay.
I said hello.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.